And as we dial up assistant coach Tyler Geving, this one's got to feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, that always feels good.
We'll get him to turn the mic on there. There we go.
Yeah, that might help there. How's that? Is that better? Yeah, no, that always kind of feels good to beat those guys a little bit. So, yeah, no,
two in a row now.
Great team effort.
And it was a great team effort. Again, a strong start. First halves coming out of the gates. Guys really know what they want to do with the game plan, executing there. They knew what to expect from Portland State, even though you weren't very familiar with all the new transfers coming in, but seemed like they handled things the way you wanted them early on.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job, just kind of over the last couple of days, just showing video of last year's game. We got down 12-4 in that game because we took quick shots and didn't move the ball very well, and they had like 17 offensive rebounds on us. So, like you said, there's so many new guys, so it's hard to kind of get that message across to this team because they've never played it, they've never faced it. So, but I thought we did a good job of kind of really prepping for it all week and getting our scout group to be aggressive going to the offensive glass. And, you know, to hold this team to 12 offensive rebounds is phenomenal. They only got three in the second half, and I think two of them were off free throws.
Yeah, and especially with all the shots they were missing early on, they couldn't file in the range. I think you probably were ready for that. It's their first game of the season, so a lot of long rebounds were coming out. But again, we see the veteran leadership, Ahmed Ali, taking control there with 28 points, 4 assists, and he's seen all sorts of defenses. He's been around, so he wasn't really fazed by what they were doing there.
Well, I think, you know, this was a game where, you know, you can really play those two little guards together just because of their style and their pressing. And, you know, I think maybe we might have turned it over once or twice, maybe the whole game off their press break. I thought those two did a phenomenal job. I thought Latrell did a great job, Dasher, Cly, all those guys. Those are tough. And then when we used our last timeout, we didn't have any timeouts the last, whatever, 14, 15 minutes of the game. So there's a lot of pressure on the inbounder, the other guys getting open. And I thought those guys did a phenomenal job. And that's where, you know, Chase having a full year under his belt, he looked great out there tonight with A2. And if you got two guys that can handle it, that's a good recipe for breaking their press.
Well, you mentioned both Latrell Jones, Eddie Davis, season high scoring, but I think they were making hustle plays, energy plays. Eddie Davis took a couple of charges. We saw Latrell really crashing the glass. He had one phenomenal putback dunk, tried to get another one as well, had the foul, but that sort of energy, and when you broke the press, especially in the first half, when those guys came in from the wings and they were spaced, I thought they made really good decisions on when to take it and when to dish it.
Yeah, they did. They did. Latrell did. Eddie did. Dasher had some opportunities at that, and I thought all those guys made good plays, and we didn't really have any of those two-on-one situations where we threw it out of bounds or didn't convert. I thought we did a great job once breaking it. Like you said, you got numbers. And I thought we did a good job of executing that on the back end of the press.
We see Hayden Curtis. Hunter Seymour getting some more time. Mikey Hand got into a little foul trouble in the first half. And even though they're not really threats to score, we see them facilitating things, making key plays. Curtis keeping some balls alive. Hunter Seymour with a great pass, getting a block and keeping plays alive. How are they coming along?
Yeah, good. You know, I think that was a great game for Hunter. The other, you know, he's a physical kid. He's a good rebounder. That's his, you know, one of his good attributes about him is he can rebound. So in a game like this, you need a big physical body in there. I thought he did a great job. I thought Hayden came in, had a nice little finish. You know, Hayden's great in the paint because he's kind of a rim protector a little bit. He might not block the shot, but he can definitely alter a few in there. And, you know, they just got to continue to get better. And Hayden, it's a great year for him, right? Getting the year back, it's basically a redshirt year, but you get to play. You get to play minutes and you get to play games. So, you know, I don't think he saw anything like that up in the state of Washington, what he saw today. So it was a great experience for him, and I thought both of them did a great job off the bench tonight.
Chatting here with assistant coach Tyler Geving. Well, if they thought this was physical tonight, they're in for a whole new experience Thursday in Corvallis because the Beavers are even longer, even more physical with some of the guys they've brought in, with the guys returning. What's going to be the focus here this week to get ready for the trip to Corvallis on Thursday?
Well, I think more than anything, I think it's, you know, this last week is we spend a lot of time on ourselves, right? We got a lot of new guys, and that kind of showed last week, you know, whether it was ball movement or sharing the ball, turnovers tonight, 16 assists, 13 turnovers. So I think more than anything, the first, you know, couple days of this next week, we got to spend it on ourselves and continue to get better just with the lack of practice time we had in the fall that I think we got to work on our team.
Well, good to see the continued improvement. Good to see the team close a game out down the stretch in the second half. That was the area we hadn't seen yet, so good for them to do that. Best of luck this week. Hopefully, Taki can get back and be available for you, too, on Thursday.
Yeah, no, we need everybody. Like you said, we're low on size, so we need everybody out there. But you can always box out.
All right. Assistant Coach Tyler Gebbing, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.